I'm Phil Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a visit from Kobe Bryant's muse. But right now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
And season's greetings.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays to everyone from me.
Leonard Fournette of LSU and Christian McCaffrey of Stanford and Shaq Linwood of Baylor will not be playing in bowl games, even though their teams will be. Mark Richt, the coach of the University of Miami football team, thinks that's sad. Do you?
No, I don't. I think it's incredibly far-sighted of all these players not to do it. Playing for a national championship, I might feel a little differently. But, you know, one of the minor league bowl games, as much as I enjoy watching them, nah, I think they did the right thing.
Have NFL fans been complaining that they don't have enough access to the annual scouting combine? They want to see prospects running, jumping, smashing into each other while the scouts look on? Or did the NFL just say fans wanted access to the combine so they could sell tickets to it?
So they could sell tickets. First of all, nobody smashes into anybody at the combine.
No, they might get hurt.
You see a bunch of people lifting weights and running 40-yard dashes.
It's pretty exciting.
Catching the occasional pass. And you get to pretend to be a scout. You can put on your Jacksonville Jaguars jersey, and what the hell with the Jacksonville Jaguars? You might be a scout by the end of the day. But anyway, no, this is a pitch to sell more tickets. They have 6,000 tickets that will not be transferable to go see the three-day combine out in Indianapolis. Second prize is 4 days in Indianapolis.
The Miami Heat honored Shaquille O'Neal on Thursday night. They raised his jersey to the rafters. What I liked about the ceremony, which I did happen to see on TV, was the big Aristotle's insistence on shining the spotlight on some of his former teammates. He's big, but he's humble.
He spent a lot of time talking about Dwayne Wade. As he said, the 2005-06 team was a bunch of misfits. Once again, he's a great advertisement for humanity in general.
And never would have made it in the National Football League, where they don't allow
fun. No fun of any kind.
Right. Charlie, I know that you are inclined to follow closely whatever former Major League ace Curt Schilling has to say. This week, there has been speculation that Schilling, who won 216 games, has, quote, tweeted his way out of the Hall of Fame. Could that happen? And perhaps more to the point, should that ever happen?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, there's another example that Hall of Fame voting should be removed and handed over to a select committee of bartenders or barflies, for that matter. Look, if you don't follow Curt Schilling at Gehrig38 on Twitter, you must do it, because you will find out exactly what your crazy uncle is going to send you in a chain email sometime in the next week or so. In any event, I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. There are people that will argue that, you know, he doesn't have X, Y, and Z benchmarks. He's one of the great postseason pitchers of all time. He should be in the Hall of Fame. And boy, would I buy a ticket to his acceptance speech.
Donald Trump has found his Army secretary, Charlie. It's not true that he found him at a hockey game, but it could have happened that way, right?
Yeah, Vincent Viola, who's a West Point graduate and did have a career in the Army. Let's not pass that over too quickly. But right now, he's the owner of the Florida Panthers. Probably the most obscure team in Florida outside of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
There's a leitmotif this year, isn't there? Yes. 44-year-old Florida Panthers forward Jahmyr Yager tallied an assist on Thursday. His 1,888th point moved him ahead of Mark Messier into sole possession of second place on the all-time NHL scoring list. But he says he's going to stop there. Have I got that right?
Yeah, well, you have to understand, he's almost 1,000 behind Wayne Gretzky.
All right, it's quiz time.
Okay.
Who is the only U.S.-born hockey coach to have presided over 500 wins in the National Hockey League?
Let me look at this piece of paper that you handed me before the segment, Bill.
It's rigged.
My God, it's John Tortorella.
Second part.
Who
of
is
it.
Now coaching in Columbus, by the way. Yes. If you lost track of him after he lost his previous job.
Second part of the question is, what member of the Only a Game staff played street hockey against him?
Probably Gary Wallach.
Right, correct. On both counts. And that's not on the piece of paper.
Probably made him look like a child, too.
FIFA.
Oh,
fine.
Boy. It wouldn't be a Christmas.
Get ready for this one, because they're giving the NFL a run for their money. FIFA fined four British football federations because they allowed players to wear armbands honoring Britain's war dead. What blatant criminal enterprise do you suppose they're trying to distract us from with this feckless, insensitive decision?
Well, I have a feeling that a lot of, like, old-time FIFA executives probably bet the other way in both World Wars. This is, I mean, obviously wearing a poppy for what the British called Remembrance Day is a big deal in Britain.
Absolutely.
And surely a very wealthy Brit could, like, bribe their way out of this disciplinary action.
And
FIFA? All you've got to do is send FIFA a check. They'll do anything.
Say, FIFA would be perfectly happy with an opportunity to take a bribe. Absolutely. On the bus.
Look what we're talking about.
On the bus to the airport after they had lost to Houston on Sunday, the members of the Jacksonville Jaguars, about whom we've been speaking, learned via social media that their coach, Gus Bradley, had been fired. And then they got on the plane, and who do you suppose they saw?
Gus Bradley! I did like the reaction of Sanderic Marks, who's a defensive tackle for the Jaguars. He thought it was the right move, but didn't like the way it was done.
That's an interesting way to put it. And finally, Charlie, back in November, we learned that Alabama football coach Nick Saban was so absorbed in his work that he didn't know when Election Day would happen. This week, we have evidence that at least one basketball coach is similarly unaware of the world outside his domain, I guess.
Yes, for some reason, and I can't begin to explain the actions of my colleagues in this fashion, Roy Williams was asked who his favorite one of Santa's reindeers were. And he said, Frosty. I looked up and down the line of reindeer, didn't even forget Rudolph this time. There ain't no Frosty. Frosty is the snowman.
A snowman.
Rudolph is the reindeer, along with Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, and the rest of them.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
You can find the sports
All
writing.
All of whom will be playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated. And, of course, he joins me each week at Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Merry Christmas, Bill.